Neither am I. I'm an Old Testament Jew, same as Jesus was. There was no New Testament in this day. And all the things that Christianity we attribute to all this talk of Christianity, that's this man, this madman, Paul, who was a Greek. He wrote in Greek and thought like a Greek, and he has, well, a virgin birth of one, a triune God, which nobody can understand. And the Jews said, they were quoting Deuteronomy 8, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Thou shalt love him with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy might." And the second commandment, "And thou shalt live," again, that person, "thou shalt live." If you want to live, you have to carry out this one. The second is like unto, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And Jesus quoted and said, "On these two hang all the prophets." You don't need so much of the Bible. You don't need. Who cares about the ornaments on the high priest in 900 B.C.? It's described in Chronicles how the high priest looked at all of it all. And then the telephone, it's like a telephone book, Chronicles. Half of the Second Chronicles is just a repetition of the murder book. Well, then I should have run the Bible down. I read the Bible. I have some Bibles that are antedate the new 1864 King James Version. I have a Greek Bible of 1580, and words are different. You see, there's so many words, and they've changed their meaning that you have to read between the lines and know the history of where it came from. I have a beautiful Hebrew Bible. I wanted to read the story of Joseph in it. The first two books deal with Genesis and Exodus. Exodus is wonderful about the children of Israel out in Egypt. But I must say, in my old age, after thinking about the whole problem, Jesus didn't regard himself as other than a human person, a prophet. His father must have died early. He was killed in probably a tax collection year. The Romans taxed the Jews every 14 years. There was a taxation of 7 A.D. Then at 6 A.D. it was a conjunction of the Jupiter and Saturn. That was the star of Bethlehem that the wise men in Babylon looked at and followed. All of Matthew about the birth of Jesus, well, it must be glorious, the kings worshiping the star. See, Mark starts right out with John the Baptist, and Jesus appeared on the scene later. At any rate, he was baptized by John. No need for the baptism, but he joined John's movement. That was that drove him into the wilderness to be, the book says, tempted of the devil. Well, the temptation was simply he was deciding in his mind whether he was to be the Messiah or not, because he threw it out for several reasons. One was the Messiah must lead these zealots that were trying to throw off the Roman yoke, and it meant the shedding of blood. And he said, "No, God will establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, but not through force." John advocated force, of course, and John and Jesus are miles apart. South Pole and North Pole. He didn't understand. John was in prison, and he sent messengers to Jesus. He said, "Art thou he that cometh, or look we for another Messiah?" Because Jesus said, He wasn't playing an active part in stirring up the trouble. He was wise enough to know he didn't want any nonsense in the Roman cities. And Herod had the private army. He had men looking for wherever they came together, because it was as a Roman administrator, wherever there was a crowd, they were against Rome, and the Romans are right in killing the Jews. Nobody can live with the Jews; they can't live with themselves. But they are the only people who believe in God. The Greeks didn't believe him. They thought Juno was jealous because she was the supreme of Zeus and etc. They attributed our natures to the gods. And nobody believed in the gods at this time. Every nation did, but the Jews said there was a god.
Don't let your tea get cold, Dr. Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Your tea?
Yeah.
Getting cold. I'm afraid we make you talk too much.
No, I like it cold.
Oh, okay.
Well, at any rate, it always pains me, and does still, to think that Jesus never talked of the stars. You can read Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the New Testament. There's no reference to astronomy, he said, you know the times of the weather from looking at the sky, but you don't know what these times, you mean political times, you see. But he doesn't mention how beautiful the stars are and things like that. It's quite clear. The Jews are not a scientific nation. There's no scientific word in the vocabulary of laws of nature and things like that. That didn't concern them. But
of course, not at that time.
No.
Things have changed. I'm saying after all this
years. Consider what science was at that time, medicine was at that time. Yet we say at that time, we don't realize that it's just yesterday. It's 719,000 days since that time.
Mm-hmm.
If you start to count the number of days, you're amazed to find that, let me tell you what a million is. Now I'll stop preaching at that and drink my tea. It's not printed because I haven't described it, but the way to understand what time is as an astronomer, and we liberally talk about thousands of years and billions of years, it's meaningless. Is the way to understand is count the number of days which have elapsed since events in history that we can date.
Mm-hmm.
10 squared. Here's a little table. You copy that down, please.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to say. 10 squared is 100. Well, that's 3 months, roughly. And so this being 1981, in the month of September, tomorrow is the first, 10 squared days have elapsed since 3 months ago. 10 cubed is 2.7 years. So there have been 10 cubed, only 1,000 days, in the last 3 years, 2.7.
Mm-hmm.
Since 78. There's only been 7 days. You might be amazed to think that, let me think for a minute. You yourself, Mrs. Ada, have only lived a few days. You can work it out. 10 to the fourth is 2.74 years. That's 27 years. Scientific life at the observatory is 10 to the fourth days. Now, the months go by so quickly. What do you accomplish in 2 or 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
What do you accomplish in a year? 3, 6, 5, or 4 years. 10 to the 4th is 2.7. 10 to the 5th is quite a respectable number. 2.7374386 is 4. I wanted a figure to represent 10 to the 5th. 10 to the 5th days is all the times it's my grandson, Mrs. Senior, Dr. Chris Aiken. I'm just come to the end of my story. The 10 to the 5th days would be the Hudson Bay Company. They've been in business since AD 62. 10 to the 5th days is 274 years. 274.8 years. 10 to the 6th is 274.386 years. Now, stop for a moment. We're back in the BC times. And 10 to the 6th, a million days, is before Rome was established by Vero. According to Vero, Rome was built 753 BC. The Olympic Games is closest, 778 BC, is a million days ago. A million days ago. And Jesus lived, he lived from 6 AD. That's about 719,000 days, less than 800,000 days. And yet we talk of millions. If think how short life is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how much we try to push into it these days too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we change every 1,000 years, but it takes 500 years to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Well, the Astronomical Society started in 1868 with Andrew Elvis. Royal Astronomical Society, 1907. I became associated with it in 1918, just after the war. Came back. So I'm probably one of the oldest members, and I know pretty well what happened. Now we have, I don't know the number of centers, we have probably
19
but
there's going to be a 20th. Sarnia is joining us, the 20th center.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
The newsletters seem to think so, but it's one of the London people who is the Sarnia person.
Well, it's a good society, and we should write up the history here. I was asked by Helen Hogg to write.
You're just been doing this in encapsulated form.
I found that Boyd Bryden did a history, and I can't find it, but he did a history in 1947 of our center. So
I don't know where that would be.
It will help us too.
He died. Mr. Bryden wasn't interested in astronomy. He came here wanting to be an amateur. We met at his house. He took that computing course in 1931, and he wanted a telescope. I was in touch with people at Ottawa. Mr. Miller was blind. He lost his eyesight. He was an active astronomer. And so I bought his telescope and brought it near spectrograph, and Mr. Bryden bought it. I read it, but I was just wouldn't deal with it. Bryden built an observatory at his house, a dome, etc., and he designed that. He has a whole series of publications in our German on the mounting of time you ever knew Joshua. I didn't know about his history of the Islam, but it would be like him to do that. It would be like him to do that. But Bob Peters wrote, and Bob was curious.
We displayed that that telescope at the General Assembly this summer.
Oh, yes.
Because so many people had been interested in it. National Office had been asking about it.
Where?
So we displayed this ray telescope.
Mm-hmm.
About
first time for a long while, I think.
Yes.
About 2 years ago, we thought we were had a good chance of being able to put the 4-inch ray telescope in the Gonzales Dome.
Yeah.
Because the dome is empty. And we had a big meeting with the people there about that. But then nothing came of it. We never heard anything further.
The dome is empty now.
The dome is empty.
Well, is it the property of the government?
It is, but there's only one person that works there now. The building is almost abandoned.
Yeah, he would be in the department of Andy's. Andrew Thompson is dead now, but he was head of meteorology.
Uh-huh.
He organized that boat that was now called the Stewart, after Stewart, to get weather at sea. No, they're not interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
All it needs is a person with a certain amount of push. I haven't got it now. I'm not, oh no, I'm a weakling. Chris, go pull up your socks and go and get permission to use that. Boom.
Well, about six of us went down there, and the fellow in charge from Vancouver came over, and we had a big meeting at the Weather Observatory, presented our case, and we thought, well, you know, it's all set, but nothing ever came of it.
Apparently it's falling apart, and they were afraid of being responsible for
part of it.
Harm coming to our people or something.
Yeah.
Is what I read from the letter.
Their dome is...
It needs a person.
It needs a lot of attention. We were willing to do some of that.
Yeah.
Get somebody that's well, pushes for pushes 95 and then up.
Say, something appeared on my desk about a week ago, a mirror, and it has on the top of it a metal cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mirror in a
14-inch mirror.
Oh. I'd say about 10 inches. Well, it might be.
No, 12 inches.
And it says Boyd Bryden on the top. Property of Boyd Bryden.
Oh, yes, correct.
And it was in the basement of the old part of the observatory building.
Yeah, that's right. It came to us from Bryden. But it was made by Mr. Dunlap of New Westminster. Dunlap was second cousin fourth time removed or something of myself. He wanted to be come to the observatory, and I said, no, I can't, because your case. But he made that mirror, and he made a telescope. He had a telescope himself. He was just about my age. His father was a minister,
mm-hmm.
and he gave us that telescope, that mirror, and came to bribe to turn into a reflector, but it never did.
There was never a tube port?
Hmm?
There was no tube port?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
No.
Do you know anything about a 16-inch from Robert Evans?
Oh, I know that story.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds as if it's quite a story.
I know the Evanses. Mrs. Evans, Ruth. She was nice. She was a nice girl. He was good enough in this way. He was a benefactor of the observatory. He gave his telescope and all like that. He was very rich.
He gave the center about $20,000.
Yeah.
When he died.
Oh, is that where the money?
That's where all the money came from.
Oh, I see.
I have everything.
That's where we will be.
To say I used to have tea with him out there. At his place. Another fellow was mathematician by the name of Gordon Shaw. He left $1,000 when he died. Didn't he?
Yeah.
It's in there.
When you get the Sky News,
yeah,
the newsletter this month, you'll see this. I've put a Gordon Shaw story on the back. He talked about the planet Saturn.
Yeah.
Just 40 years ago this year.
Yeah, we see it on the
And way. So I put this in. Yeah. You'll see something from there.
It's nice here that they're doing this, at least people, my friends. A friend, I look forward to reading it. Say, keep up the good work, and it would be nice to have in our hands some months from now the history of the observatory. I don't know whether it would scare up any pictures or not. I have a good picture of Bob and his wife. Bob Peters.
Peters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where the observatory was for.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, one of our staff should be able to tell you a lot of him. That's about Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Morris.
Stephen Morris?
Pardon?
Stephen Morris?
Stephen Morris, yeah. He was a pupil of Bob's, in a way.
Oh.
Bob taught him all he knew. He's been quiet all his life. I don't know what he's published. He may be able to do things with a computer.
Well, he's really into computers. Yeah.
Well, then,
he mostly keeps the computers running when anybody has problems.
See, excuse me. Don't get up. I just wanted to show you a book. Yes, I'm pretty wobbly. My
equilibrium. Can I get it for you?
No, it's over here. My equilibrium's gone. And I collapse on the floor sometimes. That's why Mrs. Thompson is with me. I've left here 2 volumes that were owned by Bob. And it came to me. Peters. They're the best things in the sky has ever won. They were books like in Dryden. Mm-hmm. Is that volume one or volume two? What's it say?
Well, thank you.
Well, this book.
Hmm?
Yes, one.
Mm-hmm.
1812. There's everything in here. Thermodynamics and all in science and mechanics. It's beautiful. I depend upon that for this is all from all those red books and notebooks and observations. Here's what I was brought up on. Those two books. The University of Toronto, Andoye. Andoye, who is this going to be? What's the date? His class at so you had to read Prince of Henry Campbell signed by Campbell. He signed that for me. There's a good picture for you. Turn over the other side. Marvelous book, too. It's a wonderful book. I should have
given my library finally to the UFO. Oh, they, I think they have it. But you see, Richard talks about astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
He is now down at, let's put these away. My son is
Nelson,
yes, he's at he's been 5 years here, but the last year. I'm very proud of what Joe has done since his type of hard and phrase Shakespeare. She's professor of English, but mm-hmm. she teaches Milton, Shakespeare, the Bible, and history.
Where is Bradley College?
Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
It's a private college, but mm-hmm. noted for their athletics. Particularly of the girls, a good professor of art department was at one of them. Well, she had a big gym, and the floor was as big as a stadium. They lost some money. Bradley is for Peoria, is for the earth moving machines are made. Those great big.
I can't think.
Caterpillar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the home of Caterpillar. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a mile square of Caterpillar buildings down there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. 8,000 workers.
Mm-hmm.
Caterpillar, the big machines.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they're located there. It's a lovely little city. It was founded long ago by the French. This old fort. Pretty cool. You see, La Salle went down the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And, at one time, all that country was French.
Mm-hmm.
It has quite a history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mentioned this spectroscopic binary that you still had.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can show me about it today, or?
Well, it'll take too long.
Oh, okay.
I'll just say this in the preparation of it later. There's a binary catalog that Batten put together.
Mm-hmm.
In this, there's a star that nobody has paid any attention to that has one set of lines for the iron and another set of lines for the helium, as if they're going around the same object. Impossible!
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that. A certain ABT. I think he died recently.
Oh, Apt is still very much alive.
ABT,
he's very much alive, Hellman Apt.
Is he?
Yeah.
He must have been a graduate student, and I blame Struve for not looking over his shoulder at what he was doing. He was observing this star, and he had a whole set of plates and measured these up, and he published a funny orbital that couldn't exist, and everybody swallowed it. That nobody paid any attention to. I wrote to Horace Babcock Mount Wilson, where Ab was working then, but he was working down at Davis at the time. Davis, the Texas.
Yeah.
And McDonald. And I said, is there any chance of my getting those plates?
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them up to me. So I didn't observe it at the DAO I was retired in, but I worked on those plates and I saw solar lines on the B-type deflecting variable. And it didn't take me very long to realize that he was observing in the twilight.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought to myself, let's clear this thing up. I took the...
What was the name of the star?
24741. It's in Perseus. I get another...
Because I came across some old plates from McDonald's, maybe 6 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of batches of them. And I remember sending that. Were they tiny, tiny little plates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember those. I don't remember the name of the star. I did send them back to McDonald.
I
was going to take the plate files and...
I measured that, and I computed the dispersion curve, and I computed the first set of tabular values for the lines that I was measuring, and did all with RBSs and all like that. This young fellow was observing it. He's got solar lines. The only way to get solar lines is observing the twilight.
Yeah.
I took the altitude of McDonald Observatory. I took a dip of the horizon, and the refraction comes in. I measured theoretically beyond reason. What I mean is I didn't have to go that high. I constructed the curve and put on his exposure times on that curve. And of the 41 plates or so, 25 were in the twilight zone.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed
the
hydrogen lines as a combination of the hydrogen of the sun and the star itself. I have a twilight zone, the end of twilight, beginning of twilight, and his observations all spread out. And you can immediately see it's useless to measure blended spectra. So I took the 25 that were observed at night. And when I did that, my measures for hydrogen agreed with the helium. And I have a beautiful orbit.
Mm.
And then I looked at the place, and several had secondary lines, so I have double lines. It's a double line spectroscopic binary, which is an eclipsing variable. And I haven't published it, and I think it should see daylight before I die. I have a big file of papers on it, and it'd be useless to hand them over. Let me see. I just suppose my other group. You might assist me here. Here's a lot of astronomy.
Well, is there any chance I could borrow the file for a week and just look it over?
No, you can have the whole thing after I've had it done. Here's some correspondence. Almond, I said Almond. Almond Deutsch.
Deutsch, oh yeah.
Not Ed. Not Wilson. Yeah. 1957. See, I was over somewhere then. 38, 55 angstrom. Here's a DM Persei.
Yes.
Representative Deutsch's measures. That's his measures. Scattered all over the place.
I'll keep my hand up.
Well, then, this is what the star looks like. Those are my measures. That is the D0, calcium's there, primary and secondary. These are secondary observations seen for the first time. You could probably get something out of reading it, well, at least my explaining, but I have to watch his observations. See, that's obviously something's wrong with the thing.
Yeah, sure.
I took his plates from McDonald Observatory and I measured them up day by day. That's the observation, 37 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Date sunset, interval after sunset.
Is there any chance I could just Xerox that page and return it to you or something?
With well, I'd like to be with you. That's just maybe check the analysis of the point. End of evening, twilight, McDonald Observatory. That's the equation for the time of twilight. I computed that for every day and all these observations. It wasn't sloppy work that I was doing. I'd done something that's
very meticulous.
People have never done before, a bit on a star. But I demonstrated conclusively when he observed that, well, we'll do something about the time of sunset. There's a lot of work behind. There's no. time of
twilight, eh?
Twilight, yeah. Said what? How far? 92 degrees. Well, that's from all down. McDonald. Twilight would be different from the surface of the earth. 40 minutes after twilight, after sunset, that line. All this stuff is blended with this measurement. And those are just the, then he had the February 92. I'd have to look that over. Nobody would publish all this junk with it. It'll collapse down into about
Well, I'd certainly be willing to write up a little something from the notes and have you look it over to see
if you written up properly. I want this to live, but the both in my measures, I guess.
I have a feeling that various people have taken the odd specter of the Empresa over the years too. At Victoria here, I know there was a fellow from St. Andrews a few years back who started to observe the Empresa, but he never got enough.
No,
it was Ron Hogich. He used to work with Stan Hill a lot. He still doesn't. And he was interested in the Empresa.
Well,
I think he may have gotten a few more plates of it, but he didn't get enough to do anything with.
Well, here's the old computer. Leland, what was it? The double bar name of the. We always use it.
Leland Phillips?
Leland Phillips. Yeah. You'll find the equation given here, but. This is the M plot.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Mass function?
Here's the K3865.
My gosh.
This was 0.09. The eccentricity was all right. But the V0 was all right. But this, he had two sets of values. 182. Well, there's no such star in the sky that has two sets of values. We took all this computing to demonstrate this. That's wonderful. As it stands, I don't think you could make order or disorder. It's all there. It's unlikely that I would be able to obtain a new series of spectral DNA. I would like to renew a suggestion attempted made to rediscuss the old plate. According to the scheme, you want the old plate at home. I have no additional place. He didn't know very much. His name is associated with a few binary stars, but not like mine. I have straightened out a number of stars. One that Otto
said,
Otto Struve, know that star, mystic period. A beautiful star, early
30 old periods wrong.
Well, I'll check what other spectra we have.
I should be better. I should be a little brighter and better before I tackle that. My mind is probably slipping, but I haven't as many days to wait to live. 365, 24, 22 in the evening. I've got 3 years. Let's say I've got 700 days. Have you figured out how old are you, Chris?
I'm 37.
Well, oh, 40 years represents 365.
1.5 times 10 to the 4, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. You haven't reached 10 to the 5th yet, right?
Not.
No.
You know.
I often I talked to a fellow the other day, and we both the same problem. He was professor of astronomy. I said, you've been married exactly 1.2 is 10 to the 3rd days. That's just yesterday. Well, anyway, we've had a lovely morning.
Yes, it's
been
indeed
really nice talking to you.
I really appreciate your...
Not working. Yeah. 1957. See, I was always strong then. 38, 55, I was strong. She was in the Empress. There's...
oh, yes.
Representative Deutsch's measure. That's his measures. Scattered all over the place.
I'll keep my hand up.
Now then, this is what the sun looks like. Those are my measures. That is a D0, calcium there, primary and secondary. These are secondary observations seen for the first time. You could probably get something out of reading it. Well, my explaining, but I have to go into his observations. See, that's obviously something's wrong with it.
Yeah, sure.
I took his plates from McDonald Observatory and I measured them up day by day. That's the observation, 37 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Date sunset, interval after sunset.
Is there any chance I could just Xerox that page and return it to you or something?
Well, I'd like to be with you. Deutsch has made this check the analysis between in the evening twilight, McDonald Observatory. That's the equation for the time of twilight. I computed that for every day and all his observations. Thing, it wasn't sloppy work that I was doing. I've done something that's
very meticulous.
People have never done before, a bit on a star. But I demonstrated conclusively when he observed it, well, something was the time of sunset. There's a lot of work behind. There's you.
Oh, yeah.
This is time to
call twilight, eh?
Twilight, yeah. Said what? How far at night?
92 degrees.
Well, that's from all down. McDonald. Twilight will be different from the surface of the earth. 40 minutes after twilight, after sunset, that line. All this stuff is blended with his measurements. And those are just, then he had the February 92. Oh, I'd have to look that over. Nobody would publish all this junk with it. It would collapse down into, but.
Well, I'd certainly be willing to write up a little something from and have you look it over to see
if you written up properly. I want this to live, to those in my measures, I guess.
I have a feeling that the various people have taken the odd specter of the Imprese over the years too. At Victoria here, I know there was a fellow from St. Andrews a few years back who started to observe the Imprese, but he never got enough.
No,
it's Ron Hilditch. He used to work with Graham Hill a lot. He still doesn't. And he was interested in the Imprese.
Well,
I think he may have gotten a few more plates of it, but he didn't get enough to do anything with it.
Well, here is the old computer.
Mm-hmm.
Leland, what was it? The double bar name of the. We always use it.
The Lehmann Fillets?
Lehmann Fillets. Yeah. Here, you'll find the equation given here, but.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end, probably.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Mass function?
Is the K38. 65.
My gosh.
This was 609. The eccentricity was all right.
Uh-huh.
But the diesel was all right. But this, he had two sets of islands.
Uh-huh.
180 over 182. Uh-huh. Well, there's no such star in the sky that has two sets of islands.
Uh-huh.
It took all this computing to demonstrate this.
Uh-huh.
As it stands, I don't think you could make order, disorder. But it's all there. I could. It's unlikely that I would be able to obtain a new series of spectral DNA. I would like to renew a suggestion. Attempt was made to rediscuss the old plate according to the scheme we wanted from the old plate at home. I have no additional place. He didn't know very much. His name is associated with a few binary stars, but not like mine. I have straightened out a number of stars. One of Otto Struve knows that star.
Mm-hmm.
Mystic period. A beautiful star, early old period song.
Well, I'll check what other spectra we have.
I should be better. I should be a little brighter and better before I tackle that. My mind is probably slipping, but I haven't missed many days to wait to live. 365, 24, 22 in the year. I've got 2 years to let's say I've got 7 other days. Have you figured out how old are you, Chris?
I'm 37.
Well, 40 years. Represents 365
and a half times 10 to the 4, roughly. About 1.5 times 10 to the 4, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You haven't reached 10 to the 5th, yeah, but.
Not.
No.
You know.
I often talked to a fellow the other day, about the same problem. He was a professor of astronomy. I said, you've been married exactly 1.2 10 to the 3rd days. That's just yesterday. Well, anyway, we've had a lovely morning.
Yes, it's been
really,
nice.
Really nice talking to you.
I really appreciate your